This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life in this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Watch this. When he hears about Jesus is in town, he forgets about collecting taxes. Because in verse 3, it opens up, and he sought to see Jesus. He had a desire to see him. But watch this. Although he had a desire to see him, he could not see him because he was small in stature. Let me say it again. When you short, see, I'm short. Your eyes are closer to the ground than everybody else. Come on, short people, don't leave me on this limb by myself. And when you get in the crowd, you can't see what everybody else is seeing. I'm going to show you where I'm going with this in a minute. Now watch this. Remember, he had wealth. He had all that the heart could wish for, but he still couldn't see Jesus. Money don't give you a viewpoint of Christ. Fancy cars don't give you a viewpoint of Christ. Living luxury in luxury homes don't give you a viewpoint of Christ. You got to see Christ through a different eye. And if you quit making God so small, the only way you feel blessed, you got to have seven figures. The only way you feel blessed, you got to be driving something 2018. The only way you can feel blessed, you got to live in two-story homes and wear the bed. I don't make God that small. I woke up this morning, I'm blessed. I'm going through my day, I'm blessed. I may have a nickel in my pocket, but that's a nickel more than I had yesterday. I'm still blessed. You anyone, can I bring it home closer? I can go to sleep at night with a peace of mind. I'm blessed. I can wake up in the morning with a peace of mind. I'm blessed. Don't get me wrong, it's not a sin to be rich. But don't make God that small. God is bigger than that. He had everything that the heart could wish for, but he still couldn't see. He could not see because people were all around. And sometimes you can't see Jesus because the people in your circle is blocking your view. Everybody in your circle don't need to be in your circle. He didn't even care about the taxes anymore. He didn't even care about collecting money anymore because his desire changed. He didn't desire for the money. He had a desire to see Jesus and see how his attitude changed. When Jesus comes in your life, your desires change. What Satan had you desiring in the world, once you meet Jesus, your desires change. Can I be real with you? It don't change overnight for some. Come on, let's be real. Don't change overnight. Some of us are still battling what we once desired. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. His attitude changed. He began to have a desire to see Jesus, but he realized that he was too short. Can I say it like we say? He's too short. And he couldn't see Jesus. He had a desire, but he couldn't see him. But in the horizon, he saw a sycamore tree. And he saw how it stood up above the crowd. And he said, go through the press. I'm going to make my way through here. And I'm going to climb up this tree just so I can see him. I've heard so much about him. And I cannot let him pass through here without seeing him. So his attitude changed. Secondly, what changes is your altitude. What he thought kept him up really didn't keep him up. It's the love and the desire he had for Christ. Now watch this, watch this. He makes it to this sycamore tree. And Brother Deacons, I did my research on a sycamore tree. The bark of a sycamore tree is slick and it's hard to climb. See, when you read this text, you thought he just ran in to jump right on up there. No, no. Every time he climbed, he would slide down. Every time he would think he was getting ready to get, he would slide down. Every time he would get a good hold and keep climbing, he would keep sliding down. But then Zacchaeus said, I'm determined. I don't care how many times I got to keep climbing and sliding, I'm determined to see Jesus. Can I bring it home to you? Everything ain't going to work out the way you want things to work out. It ain't going to happen overnight for some of us, but just keep on trying. Don't give up because you keep sliding down. Keep on trying, because Zacchaeus said, I'm not going to let this moment pass me. He had splinters in his hair, but he said, I'm not going to let it pass me. And sooner or later, he made it to the top of the tree. Watch this. Desire will have you climbing high. If you got a real desire, it'll have you climbing high. Watch this. And you don't need to have a title to climb high. You don't have to be a leader to climb high. The only thing you need in your life is true desire, and you will make it in life. He got past the difficulty. And don't you know the devil don't want you just to get into your purpose. See, he knows that seeing Jesus will change your life. Satan knows that when you have a desire to be in the presence of the Lord, he's going to lose a foothold on you. So he's going to make the bark very slippery and slick. He's going to make it hard for you. He's going to make it difficult. But you got to tell Satan, I've come this far. Now watch this. It's going to help you. When we were practicing sin, just because one way didn't work out, we didn't give up, did we? Oh, look at all you holy saints in here. Let me talk to the ones like me. You remember when you tried to sneak and creak and that door was shut, did you give up? Baby, look here, this ain't work. Just hold on, I'm coming. You don't care if you had to catch the bus. You don't care if you had to call for a ride. You don't care what you had to do, but you didn't give up. But here it is with God, soon as the door shut, I just give up on it. Baby, God's been too good for you. God's been too good, and I'm so glad that he don't give up on us like we give up on him. He didn't give up. He kept on climbing. Satan don't want you to do it because he knows that God has a blessing from you. Now watch this. Here's your praise cue. He was desperately trying to get up the tree to see Jesus, scared that he was going to miss Jesus, and didn't know he was the reason Jesus came that way. Let me say it again. He was trying his best to get up the tree to see Jesus because he didn't want to miss Christ, and didn't know all the time the reason why Jesus was there was because of him. And see, that would make me praise Jesus the way I praise him. He came from glory to earth because of me. He left royal regalia to be wrapped in swaddling clothes just for me. He left from being praised by angelic hosts to come to his own, and his own didn't receive him just for me. He left his position in glory to come to a place and have nowhere to lay his head just for me. He came and had his hands nailed just for me. He came and had his feet spiked just for me. He was ridiculed and lied on and beaten just for me. And when I think about what he did just for me, I say, God, here's your praise. Here's your hallelujah. I've got pain in my body, but this is what I owe you. I don't know how I'm going to make it next week, but while I'm here, I'm going to give you what I owe you, because you did all of that just for me. He came that far just for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is up in the tree, and Jesus came in his direction on purpose. And when he walked on, I can imagine Zacchaeus said, oh, he coming my way. I'm a get a good look at him now. The man that tamed the water and the wine, I can't believe I'm seeing him. The man that told a woman that her issue of blood is dried up, I can't believe I've seen. A man that told a man to pick up his bed and walk, stood on the Sea of Galilee and said, peace, I can't believe I'm seeing him, and he's coming in my direction. But when Jesus came where Zacchaeus was, look at verse 5. Jesus came to the place, not only did he come where he was, but he looked up and saw him. Hey, man, I see you. Can you imagine the look on Zacchaeus' face? And watch this, out of all those folk there, he knew Zacchaeus by name. And he called his name. He says, Zacchaeus, I knew it took you a while to get up there, but that's not where I want you to be. He said, make haste and come down. Now, it took him all day to get up there, but it ain't taking him no time to get down. He caught hell getting up, but heaven caught him coming down. Let me say it again. He caught hell getting up, but heaven was right there to catch him coming down. Let me say it again for the spiritual hearing in prayer. He called hell going up there, but heaven was waiting on him to come down. How many done been up and you just on you? You done been up and you was at the pinnacle of your life, but then you fell out of nowhere. But thank God heaven was right there to catch you on your way down. Do I have somebody? Your friends made a bad dog, but heaven was right there to catch you. A lot of people have read this text and said that you use the illustration that Jesus shouldn't look up to nobody because Jesus, no, I think it goes deeper than that. Because you can be on the Empire State Building and Jesus still don't have to look up to you. So it's not about where he was when Jesus told him to come down. Because it wasn't just a tree he was telling Zacchaeus to come down from. Come down from your attitude. Come down from your selfishness. Come down from robbing people. Come down from lying to people. Come down from cheating people. See, you got to come down that Christ can bring you up. See, the reason why you can't go up because you think you up high enough. But you got to come down off your high horse. Any man that humbled himself shall be exalted. Anybody exalt themselves shall be abased. When you come down, God will bring you up. Watch this. Don't close your Bibles. It's right there in the text. Look how he didn't say just come down, but he uses the term make haste. In other words, Zacchaeus, I've got something for you. But this offer won't be on the table long. You better come down and get it while the offer is still standing. And I come by to tell y'all, Jesus got an offer, and the offer is on the table, but you better make haste and come down and get it. Well, preacher, what offer he has? Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The offer is on the table. If thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in that heart that God that raised him from the dead, then shalt thou be saved. That offer is on the table. But I come by to tell y'all, that offer won't be on the table long. You better come down and get it. And so watch this. When Zacchaeus came down, look at the text. Watch this. He came down, the Bible said, and he made haste. In verse 6, he didn't say, "Well, Lord, I done took me all this time to get up here and see you. Now you tell," he said, "Okay." He comes down and receives Christ joyfully. But then, here go the people. Look at verse 7. When they saw it. You know what, Tiger? I'm 49 years old, and I ain't found out who they is yet. They say, they told me, they saw, they were, who is they? Look. They started gossiping. Who is they? They is the gossiping crowd. They are they who see what they want to see. They're the type of people won't see the good you do, just the wrong you do. You can do good for 40 years and mess up for 40 seconds, and they'll spend 40 years talking about what you did for 40 seconds and never mention what you did for 40 years. That's they. They begin to talk. They saw it, and they began to murmur. Now, see, Zacchaeus was in a catch-22. They talked about him when he wasn't with Jesus. And they talked about him even when he got with Jesus. That's why I've been telling y'all for 6 years, just please the Lord and keep him pleased only. Because let me tell you something. If you come join the church and sit on the pew, people will say you need to get up and start doing something. But then when you get up and start doing something, they'll sit back and say you're trying to take over the church. So you're in a catch-22. What you need to do, do what you need to do to please God. And forget about what they say and worry about what he said. If me working for God is getting on your nerves, that's your problem, baby. I got to stand before God for myself. Kids, watch this. He's going to tell you how to handle that catch-22. Y'all ready? He didn't care. He knew Jesus was there. And that's the only thing he focused on was Jesus. He went. Jesus says, "Now, I'm going to abide in your house." And they said, "He's a sinner." Y'all got it? It's in your Bible? Look at verse 7. The people start saying, "Bad in his house? But he's a sinner." But Jesus didn't want to come to their house. They supposed to have been righteous, but he didn't ask to go to their house. He wanted to go to the unfortunate. He wanted to hang out with the unlovely. He wanted to hang out with the ones that's real, that been falling short. He wanted to hang. He said, "I didn't come here for you. I came here for Zacchaeus." And one thing, watch this. Look at verse 7 and look at verse 8. There is a time lapse between verse 7 and verse 8. Because verse 7, he goes to dinner. And whatever Jesus told him at dinner changed Zacchaeus greatly. See, when you see Jesus, not only will it change your attitude and your altitude, but then it'll change your aptitude. Because watch this. After having supper with Jesus, Zacchaeus came out there in verse 8. He stood because they was around the house looking. They were peeping through the windows. And while he was communing with Jesus, they were talking about him. But Jesus, I believe in my mind that Jesus was saying, don't worry about how they look at you. Don't worry about what they say about you. You in here with me now. Zacchaeus, they're going to still talk about you. They're going to still ridicule you. But don't worry about them. They don't have no heaven and hell to put you in. Zacchaeus, I was on my way to Jerusalem to die for you and the rest of the world, but I heard your cry. I heard the moan that was in your heart, and I've come this far for you, Zacchaeus. But Lord, you don't know all the wrong I've done. I come to forgive you, Zacchaeus. But Lord, you don't know how I lie. I come to forgive you, Zacchaeus. You don't know how many people I've cheated him. I come to forgive you, Zacchaeus. And when God got through talking with him, Zacchaeus opened up his front door. That's where verse 3 said, and stood. That means he came out of the house and he stood and look what he said. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. If I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I will restore it to him fourfold. And Jesus said, this day have salvation come to your house. Now watch this. Jesus didn't say it to after Zacchaeus changed. You see, when you walk with Christ, something about you should change. People should see a difference in you than how you was 20 years ago. Because you've been walking with the Lord. Now, if Zacchaeus can change over dinner, and you've been walking with God for 40 years and you ain't changed yet, you sure that's God you're walking with? Because any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away and all things have become new. Can I help y'all? Don't you know Satan is a great illusionist? He'll make you think you're walking with God and all the time you're walking with him. If you got pickers and choosers who you praise God with, you ain't walking with God. If a brother sang a song that you ain't too happy with, you're going to sit down out there. When a sister that you love sang the same song, you're going to get up and pray. That ain't real. God ain't seeing all that. Because you got to look beyond the people and see the words of the song. If a jackass get up and say Jesus is good, I'm going to say amen. Let me leave you alone. It changes aptitude. And to have your aptitude change, you have to confess that you've been wrong. And that's the last point I'm going to leave you. You got to confess that you were wrong. Quit trying to analyze why you did what you did. See, we know when we do wrong. We don't need no checklist. We know when we do wrong. And when the Holy Spirit try to convict us, we want to say, well, the reason why I didn't go to church or the reason why I didn't do this, the deacons wasn't right, preachers wasn't right, choir wasn't right, members wasn't. God ain't want to hear all that. God said, neither one of them died on the cross for you. Neither one of them went in the grave for you. Neither one of them got up on Sunday morning for you, but my son do it. And if you do everything for the glory of God, you ain't going to let nobody stop you. Zacchaeus said, I don't care what you say about me. Today's salvation come to my house. Let me go on and leave you now. When I look at Jesus and all that he's done, I've got to give God the praise, because he will change your attitude and your altitude and your aptitude. Now, I'm glad that I've met the Lord. And when I think about Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, can't nobody bring me joy like Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's the creator of this world. Who is Jesus? He's the creator of this universe. Who is Jesus? He's the fourth man in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who is Jesus? He's the third man in jail with Paul and Silas. Who is Jesus? He's the second man on the Isle of Patmos with old man John. Who is Jesus? He's my way out of no way. He's my friend when I'm friendless. He's my company keeper when nobody wanna say a word to me. Who is Jesus? He is the unfolder of my arms. Who is Jesus? He's the uplifter of my head. And when I see Jesus, my heart say amen. When I see Jesus, I'ma say, Lord, thank you. Now, when you get the glory, you might wanna see your loved ones. It's nothing wrong with wanting to see your loved ones. When you get the glory, you might wanna see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You might wanna see old man Noah and Moses. You might wanna see Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. You might wanna see Ezekiel. You might wanna see King David. You might wanna see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You might wanna see old man Paul. But when I get the glory, I just wanna see Jesus. When I see Jesus, everything will be all right. Is there anybody here right now who wanna see Jesus? Anybody here right now know Jesus can change conditions? Jesus can change situations. Jesus, he can heal your body. Jesus, he can give you joy that you never had in your life. Is there anybody here? Can I borrow what the Canton Spiritual said? I'm glad that I've got Jesus. Since I've got Jesus, I've got a peace of mind. Since I've got Jesus, he picked me up. And he turned me around. He put running in my feet and clapping in my hand. Remember what I told y'all some weeks ago, but I feel so good. I wanna tell you again, we is like a baseball game. We in the bottom of the ninth. The bases are loaded. We got two outs already, and we're about to lose the game. Let me say it again. We at the bottom of the ninth. With the bases are loaded. We're about to lose the game because we got two outs already. But here's the good news. Jesus is up the bat. Jesus is gonna hit a grand slam. Somebody saying, I don't know if he can hit a grand slam. He already did it once before. When he was on Calvary, he hit a grand slam. When he was in the grave, he hit a grand slam. And when he hit that grand slam, the only thing Satan can do is he knocked it out of the park. Ain't God all right? Do you know him? Won't he make a way? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I want to see Jesus. Neighbor, I've got to see Jesus. When I see Jesus, amen. Ain't he good? Say it. Say yes! Say yes! Yeah!